Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's March 20, 2023, the day of the spring equinox. Happy spring equinox, everybody. I'm happy to be with you. And let me just double check my settings here. Okay, we're good. So welcome one and all. We're now only doing New Earth Support Team less frequently, once or twice per month. This is our second of the month. So thanks for being here for that. And let me welcome everyone who I see in the live chat, or the live participant window, I should say. Brian and Carmen, Eric, Fran, Cass and Jim just popped in. Fran, James, and Jan. Looks like I don't remember seeing you before, Jan. So welcome if you're new, and welcome if you're not new. Jeannie, welcome. Kathy, Laura, Marie. Marie also is a new name to me, I think. So welcome, Marie. Michelle, Patricia, we still have about one new member coming into Awakening Plus per day, and some of them are showing up here. So welcome, whether you're new or old, whether you're live or on the recording, you are equally welcome, and so happy that you're here. Also, just a slight technical note, if you're watching live or on the video, I got a brand new webcam. Well, actually, it's a open box, but it's a really good Logitech webcam. Brio is, so it's a ultra 4K camera, and actually I'm in a very low light environment, and yet it looks like I'm in really bright lights. So I'm super happy to finally have a great video camera, and look forward to giving you better video here. I've been playing with different ones, and I finally said I just can't go cheap. I got to get a good one. And Grant is here. Welcome, Grant. You're also fairly new. So so glad to have you all here. For the new folks, what New Earth Support Team is where we help support the Great Global Awakening more explicitly than usually. I mean, we do a little bit of support on every call at the end by sharing our good medicine, but on this call, that's kind of our main focus. So what we'll be doing after this intro is I'll be calling in the directions of the Mesa and our beautiful allies, setting up a safe, sacred container. Then I'll guide you through embodied awakening so we can all be at our brightest and shiniest, so we can be the most effective agents of service. And then we'll just say, allies, here we are. Make use of us, and they will, for each person, flow through them the energy. Those of us who are capable will process some of the heavy energy the earth needs to clear. Some of us will be put into states of profound awakening or bliss, so that can radiate out. All of us are acting as surrogates for the good of the greater collective, and whatever we experience will be done for the benefit of many others. So that's kind of the vibe. I'll give you more details as we go. So what do you say we do this? As always, on all of our live experiential events, I always request that you give us your undivided attention as if you're right here in the room with me. That is because you are affecting the whole field by being here, whether you're live or even on the recording. So please give us your full attention, and you'll have a great experience, and your state will support everyone else too. We all co-create this together. Also, if you have to leave early, that's fine. Just ask the allies to ease you out at any point if you have to go. All righty. Everything else I'll explain as we go. So I'm going to downshift. I've been kind of excitable here. Let's now close our eyes and become aware of how you feel in your body. And if you have any awareness of your energy body in and around you, just notice that too, and notice whatever awareness you have of that. And feel the physical and energetic parts of you all at once. And just, this is your baseline. We're not changing anything. You're just making a conscious note of this. So later, after we've done some stuff, you may feel different, and you'll be able to consciously note the difference this way. As I yawn, that's not fatigue, that is energy release. Yawning in shamanic context is an energy release mechanism. Okay, so I'm going to invite each of you to be super passive. I'm now going to call the directions and call in our beautiful allies. Everyone I call, whether you recognize them or not, is a being of high vibration and benevolent intent. That's the only kind I call in. So they're safe, and then we'll set up a beautiful sacred space. So please close your eyes, and if you feel energy moving, just feel it as the passive observer of it. And if you don't feel that, just feel your breath come and go. Either way, please be 100% passive and just Let the energy do its thing. Pachamama. Mama Kia. Wirakocha. Inti. Kwichi. I feel the energy shifting already. To prepare myself, I call in my own embodied awakening, my own Christ consciousness, unconditional love, and service to other fourth density or higher consciousness. Thank you. For all of us, we call Spirit Song's higher self. We call Amma the hugging saint. We call ayahuasca, yahe, daime, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless and protect us. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Sai Ma. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the French Broad River. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Mount Williams, Apu Mount McKinley, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, the container is there. Anyone who wishes to call in any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, feel free to call them now. We'll leave a moment for that. Just a moment longer for additional allies. All righty. Thank you. Feels good. Take a moment and see if you don't already feel different than when I had you check in a moment ago. All righty. Next up, we're going to do the Embodied Awakening Invocation, if you're willing. This is where you invite your higher self to merge with you in your human self to the greatest extent that serves highest good. The idea is that your body is like a car and your ego is going to move to the passenger seat and your divine self is going to drive. If for any reason your ego doesn't like the way your higher self is driving, just like that, your ego's back behind the wheel. Your higher self has already stepped out with no fuss and things are back the way they were. So your ego is perfectly safe to try this, knowing that it can be instantly reversed if it so wishes. However, the benefits of embodied awakening are pretty cool, including more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you get to do more responsibly and more joyfully. Don't have to think so much because your intuition works so much better. And there's this full body euphoria. So pretty good stuff. And the more you do it, the more wonderful all that stuff gets. And there's even more benefits that are simply impossible to put into words. So if you'd like to try that on, let's do it. So please speak the following words to your higher self out loud if you can, silently if you must, starting now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Let the words go, relax, and if you feel energy moving in your body on its own, just passively notice that feeling. If you don't feel energy moving, then just feel your breath come and go passively. Either way, you're passive, just feeling what's happening, allowing the process to run itself. It's best not to do any of the following to get the best effect. Please do not use any effort or willpower or try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. Please don't deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just please be passive. The more passive your ego is, the more space you leave your higher self to do what you asked. Any active doing on your part after doing the invocation will force your higher self to back away and let you try to do it from your ego. And there is not an ego on the planet that can do this anywhere near as well as your higher self can do it for you. So please relax, be passive, feel energy moving if you can. If you cannot, then just feel your breath come and go passively, passively, passively. The field's getting pretty sweet. A lot of us are moving beautifully into embodied awakening. You might even be wondering, how will I know when I hit embodied awakening? Well, you're fully there if you can say yes to all the following. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful, and effortless. It totally holds itself. So if you're there, just relax and enjoy. Your presence there, live or on the recording, helps everyone else get there who's not quite there yet. And even if you don't get all the way there, any movement in that direction is awesome. It's not like an on-off switch, it's more like a dimmer dial. You can get partway there, but if you relax fully, no reason you can't go all the way. And even if you attain full embodied awakening now, according to my criteria, you can go into even more awesome embodied awakenings forever. It just gets sweeter and sweeter and sweeter over time in ways that words simply cannot describe. We'll leave a moment longer for people to either get to embodied awakening or settle it into it more deeply. Remember, the less effort from the ego, the better it works. If you're not quite there yet, your job is to go into full passivity and simply feel what's happening. Ego effort will only push it away. Relax and let it come to you on its own. That's a sweet field. We're doing really well. One more moment and then we'll get on to our next step. While y'all are waiting, I'm going to tend to one thing on my mesa. Stay in your process. I'm right here, just out of camera range. Right. My Mesa candle is just where I want it now. Alrighty, let's see how we're doing. Oh, this feels so good. Well done, everybody. Thanks for co-creating this beautiful space. So take a moment, feel how you feel now compared to how you felt when we started. I'm already feeling more like energy than flesh. Alrighty, so we are ready to go on our service. So I'm now going to speak to our divine allies. Beautiful divine allies, what a privilege to be here for New Earth Support Team. Thanks for this opportunity to help with the great global awakening. Allies, we now ask that you make use of each and every one of us, whether we're showing up live or on our recording. And for each of us, whatever we can do as surrogates to help that great global awakening, let it be so. If us moving into deeper spiritual awakening will help others awaken, let that be so. If one of us is ready, willing, and able to process heavy energy on behalf of the collective, and that will help others, let that be so. Whatever happens, let it serve the highest good of all, including us who are serving and those who are served. Please be sure, as always, that none of us get overwhelmed by anything. We know you never would, but I'm saying that just to comfort the humans who are listening as well. And we know, allies, that you're so capable, so intelligent, and so beautifully loving. Thank you for being here. Thank you for this opportunity to serve. Let's do it. So the allies are beginning to move the energies. Now I'm speaking to you humans. So y'all, your job is very simple. Be passive and let stuff happen. So your experience will be unique. Each and every one of us is having a little bit different experience. As I noted when I'm speaking to the allies, you may have beautiful experiences of deeper awakening and ecstasy and bliss. In which case, enjoy, have a good time with that. You may have moments when you feel heavy energy being processed through your body. If that's so, you are doing that on behalf of those who cannot yet do it for themselves. And it is being put through you because you have the capability to have it processed through you. Whatever's happening, please remain fully passive because the deal here is the allies do all the work for us. They will move you into awakening. They will process any heavy energy they introduce. And even if you do have a heavy energy process through you, you will be amply rewarded by the end. And so just know that whatever challenge you may experience tonight, you will be proportionally rewarded by the end with deeper bliss, awakening, ecstasy, all that kind of good stuff. And I invite you now as humans on this call to relax and just release your preference about whether in any given moment you're experiencing really uplifting, joyful energies or more challenging, difficult energies. As the great Chinese third patriarch of Zen said, the way is not difficult for those who have no preferences. Know that you will only be given what's within yours to be able to do, and the allies do everything for you. So I think I've made my point. Relax, and let's just let the energy move. I will probably narrate things that are happening, and the way these calls work is what I experience will be what most people are experiencing at that moment, but your experience may be different. Do not use effort to match what I'm describing. If your experience is different, please relax into your unique experience and just stay relaxed into it, even if what I'm describing is something different. Many people get customized experiences, and it's okay. If your body wants to shake, vibrate, or tremble, allow that. If you need to cry or make sound, please allow that. If your body wants to have you stand and stomp or shake your arms or move around, please allow that. Nothing says you have to be still and silent. Please don't be a drama queen for the hell of it. But if your body wants to move spontaneously and that's okay in the environment you're in, then please allow that. Your body is really smart. And it knows how to move energy if you just don't get in its way. There may be periods of silence. Just stay in your process. If that's so, I'll be here holding space whether I'm talking or not. I will only make music if inspired to do so by our allies. Sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't. It is pretty reliable that this entire event, start to finish, takes about an hour. So we should be done, if you're on the live call, by around the top of the hour. Okay, I just felt a dramatic shift in my body. A new vibration just came in beautifully. Feels really unusual and really pleasant. So if you're noticing that, it's kind of a very rapid vibration. Just relax into that if you're feeling that. just to be super clear to our newer folks, what we don't do here is we don't visualize global peace. We don't actively send energy to the earth. We don't do anything actively at all. We just stay completely passive. And we allow the divine allies to make use of us in the ways that they know will help the global awakening. And in my experience, this is actually even more helpful to the global awakening than those more active methods that you may be more accustomed to. The energy is pretty good, but I am feeling a subtle constriction in the field. And my sense is that there are people who are using effort in some way. So I invite you just to check in and see, are you using effort in any way, shape, or form here? Or are you completely relaxed and passive into this process? And if you're catching effort, it can slip in. Without you even knowing it sometimes. It's so tricky sometimes. But just, if you're catching any effort at all, just relax into full, complete passivity. It's only when you're 100% passive at the ego level that you're a fully open vehicle that these beautiful divine allies could use with maximum effectiveness. The premise being, these beautiful divine allies we've called in are so much better at knowing what the earth needs right now, at bringing in the exact frequencies, at doing the healing stuff that's needed, far more than any of our egos could ever be. They're just built for it better. So if our egos can just relax, be humble, and just let ourselves be just be used by these beautiful divine beings in this beautiful way, that's how we can really be of the best service. At least in this context that we use. Wow, the energy just got so sweet. I think we did a good job relaxing there. Well done. Even if you've always done it in a more active, ego-directed way, just try it. Just give it a chance to see what the passive approach feels like. I feel some heavy energy coming through the field. It is being distributed out to many people, so no one person is carrying the whole load. You don't have to know anything about this energy to let it process through. Ignorance is bliss. So if you feel some of that heavy energy coming through, you just let it through, let the divine allies process it in their own beautiful way. And just be grateful that you're able to be of service in this way. If you stay passive, they'll be able to clear every last bit of it. Make sure nothing sticks around after. And there are beings who are being really profoundly helped because you were willing to let some of their heavy energy be processed through you. Such a sweet frequency in the field right now. I'm feeling some heavy energy being processed. At the same time, there's this really sweet high vibration. So my experience right now is a both and. Yes, I'm feeling the heavy energy processing, and I'm feeling this really sweet high vibration all happening at the same time. And if you're sufficiently awakened, you may be noticing this higher level where we're all blended into one beautiful energy being, along with many others who are also surfing the Great Global Awakening. We do this as an awakening plus event, but in fact, we're joining a vast number of other beings all around the planet, physical and non-corporeal, who are all here to help the Earth awaken. So it's a team effort far beyond what you might have imagined. Check again, are you fully and completely relaxed and passive? Are you as open to challenging energy as blissful energy? If not, just relax into that lack of preference the very best you can. Among the beings who we are serving is our member Sara, who recently was in a car accident and specifically asked that some of this energy help her out as well. And it is so by naming her. So Sara will receive her appropriate amount of this beautiful energy. The energy is flowing really beautifully. Congratulations to everyone live and on the recording for really letting it move like it's moving. Thanks for remaining fully present with our process. Thanks for co-creating the beautiful energy that allows all this to happen. Well done. I'm feeling quite a bit of heavy energy coming through. Just let that pass through you if you're aware of that as well. Again, the allies will only put as much of that through you as you're capable of having processed through you. The energy is very intense and steady. I just like doing a real steady processing of all this energy. Getting very subtle and very deep now. Just relax into that. It's way beyond language, but maybe you can feel it and just relax into it. Now the energy is feeling heavier. They're bringing through some more heavy energy for processing. As a reminder, If your experience does not match my description, please go with what you are experiencing. Please do not use effort to match what I'm describing if that's not your experience. The energy just shifted subtly. But it's intense in its own way. Just relax into that. If it feels a little bit intense, relax some more. Very subtle energies. Just relax into those the best you can. I'm feeling my body more vividly now. And I'm still feeling all those beautiful, subtle energies as well. But we're not settling into our bodies just yet overall. You might be having a both-and experience like me, where the physical body is present, but there's still a lot of you in higher levels working in those arenas. Now my attention is being drawn much more to the higher, subtler levels again, where intense healing is happening there at those higher levels. Yeah, I am a very distinctive and unique frequency right now. See if you feel that too. Just relax into that. Let it be just as it is for as long as it wants to be there. Everyone is holding space so beautifully. Thank you for allowing energy of this subtlety and power to come through. It takes all of us really surrendering to let that happen. Okay, now I'm feeling the physical body a little stronger. Looks like we are moving into our wrap-up phase here. So now the parts of you that have been working at higher dimensions are now being brought back into the physical body and integrated to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Once again, you're going to have the best experience when you remain completely passive. Please let our beautiful divine allies do this for you. Just feel what's happening the best you can. Yeah, I feel pretty solidly embodied now, although my body feels very different than when I started. And you might just note that if you can remember back to kind of how your body felt when we started and how it feels now, see if there's a difference. Typically, at this point, one could feel a lot more like energy than physical matter. And even the experience of the human body, it feels more like energy than solid matter. The more awakened you are, the more everything feels like energy. So to give a moment while all this beautiful energy integrates into your body and is brought in, to give you a new higher consciousness level, a new higher baseline awakening for your everyday life. And then if you choose, you can do some little simple daily practice like invocations to refresh and deepen this new level. One of my favorite things to do is to constantly be raising my baseline awakening. So the life gets better and better and better. and my consciousness never stops rising. So strong. So just once again, feel how you feel. I just feel so luminous and so huge, all while being in my body. Allies, thank you for allowing us to be of service to the earth. We now additionally ask that this good medicine be broadcast out beyond earth to all other beings everywhere whose highest good it will serve. And we humans just need to relax, and the allies will take care of the additional broadcasting. As always, when good energy like this is shared, it's from an infinite supply. So if anything, the earth will get even more. And our own consciousness will be raised even higher because we're willing to share for highest good. That's what this service to other path does, and that is the path that we're on. We want everybody to be blessed. That feels like a wrap there. You just feel if there's anything further for highest good allies before I close the container. They're suggesting each of us one last time, just feel the vibration we're holding, feel the consciousness we're in. Thank you, allies. Let's remember that you are us. You will perceive us as an external being until you awaken enough, and then you will have the direct experience of being us and realizing that you always were us. And ultimately, there is nothing that is not you. Thou art that. All right. Thank you, allies. All right. I'm going to close the container, after which we'll open it up for questions and comments. Pachamama Mamakia Wirakocha Inti Kwichi. Thank you, Alice, so much. What a beautiful night. Oh, they're saying it's a best of. So we'll put it on the best of page. As we go, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this call, live or on the recording, allies, please stay with those people as long as it serves their highest good. Thank you. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate, and to whom? Thanks again, you beautiful allies. Alrighty, that's the closed container. We'll now open it up for any feedback you may have, whether you want to speak it. We're now unmuting. Just unmute if you want to say something, if you're on the live call. Just hit that little mic icon if you want to do that, or if you'd rather type in the chat, that's all good. Spirit Song is doing well today and sends her love. And I'm still amazed that my video looks so bright when I'm in a nearly dark room. This camera is really amazing. All right. And if no one is communicating, then there's plenty of afterglow energy, and we can just relax and enjoy that for as long as it's around. It typically stays around until we actually end the Zoom call. So feel free to jump in if you have a question or comment. Genie types, I am so glad to hear Spirit Song is doing well today. Yeah. She's working with a new physical therapist she's really happy with and is still hopeful that her knee will get better without surgery. And in all prayers in that direction, you're welcome. Carmen, hi.
Hi, Benjamin. So I have a question about the last month or so you've been calling in the French Broad River, and I wondered if you could say a little bit more about that.
Yeah, I recently went to a San Pedro ceremony here in the Asheville area, and they called in the French Broad, and I remember, yeah, you know, I've called in the Sacred Mountains forever, but I had just kind of forgotten that, you know, rivers have very powerful shamanic energies as well, and the main river that flows through, you know, Western North Carolina is the French Broad River. So I thought I would call her in and have her help us out too.
Great. Thank you. Somehow I thought it was in France. I'm glad I asked the question.
Yeah, good question.
The other comment I just wanted to make is I've had kind of a busy day, and it's just so wonderful to sit and just do nothing for an hour. It's just so relaxing. I really, really enjoy it. So thank you.
Thank you, Carmen. I so appreciate you showing up. Thanks.
You're welcome.
There's all kind of jokes about the French Broad River. Oh, was it named after that French Broad? My suspicion is that, you know, probably at some point in our colonial history, France had dominion over, you know, some of this area maybe, and it was a big wide river, so the French Broad River, who knows? I'm not sure why it's named that, but that's the name. Phyllis types, happy vernal equinox. It felt as if this was a very important meditation to help heal the heavy energy over the earth. Yeah. Nikki says, wonderful healing energy. Glad you both had good experiences. Oh, they're shifting the energy now, and it's going to another sweet frequency. I love it when they give encores like that. Thank you, allies. Some people wonder how I can feel energy that sensitively, and for most of my life, I couldn't. I was super insensitive, but I've just done so much healing and awakening work over the years that, you know, my sixth sense is just always turned on now, and I'm always feeling energy like that. So I'm super happy to have that sense alive and well. Anybody else have a question or comment before we wrap it up? Nobody? New. All right, so again, this is March 20, the day of the spring equinox. We have two more events this week. On the 22nd, Wednesday night, we have gentle group healing, and that's a free public event, so feel free to invite anyone you think might be interested. It's free and public, and certainly suitable for everyone because it's so gentle. And then Thursday, the 23rd, we've got Ask Us Anything for members only. Just show up, and any questions you got, just throw them out there. I might answer them. Other members might answer them. So we have a lot of wisdom that shows up on those calls. We always have several calls each month that are talking calls that are specifically for community building and community support. So feel free to show up for those if you'd like to kind of connect more deeply and get some insights. All right, I think that's a wrap, folks. Michelle just typed thank you in the blissful zone. Always grateful. Thanks, Michelle. So appreciate you, your consistent attendance as well. Thank you for showing up so much. And good night and many blessings to everybody. So grateful you're all here. Thanks for being an Awakening Plus. Thanks for helping us with the good global awakening work. Bye for now.